JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Who are these people?
What? These people are so...
These people are nuts.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Give them a fighting chance.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, a feature presentation.
Rock and roll!
Welcome back. It's Monday, May 15th. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. A little bit of a rainy, spritzy start to the day.
Yes, drizzly start to the morning.
And I think it's going to be this way most of the day today.
So, yes.
Prepare yourself long. For rain showers pretty much all the way up until about 3 p.m.
You know what they say?
Hmm.
May showers bring May flowers.
I think it's April flowers bring May showers.
Oh, is it?
It's you're
April
close.
Flowers bring May showers. Is that what you just said?
Then I said it back. Then I no, said it the right way.
I said it backwards too. We all said it all wrong. April showers bring May flowers.
No, it's May showers bring May flowers.
I don't think that's.
I don't.
Proper.
Just kidding.
Yeah, okay, go. Yeah.
But it feels either like way. Things are blooming because I'm dying this morning.
We all got a text last night. I was asleep.
Me.
I don't remember getting this message until this morning. So
lucky.
It's like, yeah. Sorry.
Amazing.
What's that like?
Feeling absolutely positively.
Oh,
should we all, just so no one notices, Coriel, should we all like hold our nose and just be like, we're all here with you?
Right. Yes.
Okay, Coriel and Husker Nick.
Yeah.
Meet me.
This is going to be the greatest show in the history.
On my level, yes.
The history of all time.
We could do that.
If
you
thank
need
you.
Us too, we will.
So
whatever
kind.
You need, Corey.
I'll put the feelers out. I'll see how it goes.
Okay. Good morning.
I've been watching a lot of Walking Bad. You sound kind of like his son on there.
Walking Dead?
Well, no,
Walking
Breaking
Bad.
Bad. That's Breaking right. Bad. I combined a few different shows there. This is a Monday. Yeah. But I've been watching Breaking Bad, and you kind of sound like his son a little bit.
I forgot what his son sounds like, but I'll do a little
bit
of research.
It's like you. It's just like you.
I'm sure it'll hurt my feelings. It's okay.
I don't think it should.
I believe you.
It shouldn't hurt your feelings. He sounds like his nose is plugged, too.
Just kidding. Yeah, like constantly a kid from a Kleenex commercial.
Yeah, that's you. That's good.
Well,
that's good.
Hopefully we can get you a little bit of downtime so that you can be fresh as a daisy, because we've got like double... and triple events this week.
Yes. Yeah. We have a lot.
I was worried you just were out partying too hard with JP's old friend Kenny Chesney.
Nope. I was not.
We went out too late. It was a good time.
Kind of late, but not too terribly
not too late. It was a good time, though. Everybody had it. Seemed like a good time. Coach Rhule and his crew had
I
a good time,
I saw that
too.
Photo with Coach Rhule.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, because I've stood next to Kenny Chesney. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that tiny next to Coach Rhule in that photo. And I'm trying to figure that out, because Coach Rhule was a former defensive lineman. So, like,
yeah, that
was
is
Coach Rhule leaning down? Was Kenny Chesney standing on a box? What was happening there?
The picture was at an angle, too. So whoever was taking the photo was taking it from a riser. So that might have been the angle in
then
which...
Then they had their strength coach. I believe that was who that was up on stage. That guy is a... absolute house.
Yeah. They had a couple other members of the coaching staff that was side stage the entire show and just really having a good time. And Kenny's people were super nice. And Kelsey Ballerini came out and hung out a little bit, too. And it was really kind of a good... It was a good night for everybody, I think.
That's neat, man. I heard from what I heard from people that were there, he just, like, tore the house down. Like, he just
was,
crushed it.
He swung by Rosie's afterwards.
Coach Rhule did, yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool.
A little after party.
See him again.
You guys have seen Kenny a few times now. Was it different than his normal shows, or was it...
No,
Was there a different energy?
He changed the set list for the first time in 5 years.
Well, some of those songs you said he hasn't sung them in like 10.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was There Goes
My
Life.
Which is good, yeah. Which is good that he brought out some stuff that he didn't normally do. And Kelsey, she brings a great energy too. So she
apparently, Kelsey Ballerini was raging at Barry's the night before Saturday.
Yeah, I could see that.
She went to Barry's and then like the farmer's market, and there was a video on her story of her in the rail yard, kind of dancing around
like,
when no one was
like
around.
This is what it's like to be Morgan. And then she's just going nuts the night before the show.
And then Kenny's Yeah, Kenny's band went to Chicago at Pinewood Bowl. They just said, well, hey, Chicago, an iconic band's here. Let's go to that. And yeah,
that's cool, man. I like when they all do that stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
Fun fact, the first concert that I ever covered with you guys was a Kenny Chesney concert. That was my first one as being part of the station.
That's fun.
That was when your butt was all over the place up on the stage.
That's right. That was a Kenny show. Mm-hmm. That was because I was wearing a dress and because it was really hot out. And then like the one gust of wind all day long. Picked up right as I was walking up the stage.
Yeah, as it should.
It happens. Kelsey and her band, I guess, come up with little rhymes for every city they're in before they like start their shows.
Oh, yeah.
And she was laughing on stage when she was talking about it. And she's like, it's so bad, guys. But her band said something like, why have we been sleeping on Nebraska, Lincoln? That was their phrase.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Okay. Were you not there for that part?
No, we were bopping in and out. We had to pop back and say hi to Kenny and then come back out and then
her and all that. Phrase with her band is why we've been
awesome.
Sleeping on Nebraska Common Lincoln.
I think we should get that on a t-shirt.
We need her t-shirt, the corn one.
Oh, the corn one was really cool.
That was cool. Yeah. We need to get Triple B on that.
We'll have to chase him down and make him do that for us. It'd be great. And then we reset things. We've got not only Thomas Rhett at CHI on Thursday, but Tracy Lawrence and Gary Allen at Pinewood on Thursday. And then Shania on Friday and Willie Nelson at Sturco. It's like there's a whole bunch of shows. So.
Whoa.
It's going to be a crazy weekend coming
up. We're going to have the potheads out on Saturday. We're going to have all the MILFs running around Friday. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then who else did you say?
Tracy Lawrence and Gary Allen on Pinewood and then... Thomas
who would
Rhett
be at that
CHI.
One? Who are the people at that one?
Well, that's a throwback crowd. So,
okay.
Yeah, kind of a throwback crowd. And then Thomas Rhett, younger crowd.
The theater people will be out for him.
The theater people.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, hey, we'll get you going. Yeah, Nick?
Nothing. Okay. I said yeesh.
Okay. Oh, you said yeesh. Okay. All right. Well, we'll muddle through this the best we can and regroup and get this show going.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
We have yet another concert announcement to make this morning at 8 a.m., so be ready for that and adding it to your calendar. We'll have your chance to win the best seats in the house this week for Shania for that big show on Friday, starting with the fifth row today all the way to front row Friday. We have a lot more, including Neighborhood Watch as well. Eric having trouble with a neighbor and wanting us to step in. You will chime in on that one and more coming up, brought to you by Black Belt Movers.
Gwen Stefani calls Blake Shelton her dream. Jelly Roll's bucket list meetup, Morgan Wallen's 30th birthday, and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Blake Shelton received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Friday. His wife, Gwen Stefani, called him a rare human being in her speech. She said, quote, "You are part of the country dream, the Hollywood dream, and you are part of the American dream. And everybody knows you are my dream come true. I love you." Gwen also said that despite all his successes, he's still the same humble and genuine country guy. Quote, "He's magnetic, the most generous person you'll ever know, and always... and just him." When it was Blake's turn to speak, he said, quote, "I kind of stopped checking things off my list of great accomplishments in my life when I married Gwen. So this is just icing on the cake." He dedicated the star to his late brother, Richie. Jelly Roll's career trajectory has been, you know, very fast and up, up, up. This last year, he's seen a lot of success come his way. He's met and performed with many of the big names in Nashville. But when he was asked before the ACM Awards last week, who he really wanted to meet, he didn't have to think very long.
Garth Brooks, I just want you to know I've been a fan of yours my whole life. I've seen you 12 times. I've seen you live more than any other artist by 11 times. Okay? Garth, if I get a chance to just tell you what your music means to me in person, that'd mean a lot. But if not, I hope to see this.
So no word on whether Garth actually saw the interview or not. But as luck would have it, you know, he was hosting or co-hosting the ACMs and Jelly Roll was performing. So they did eventually meet up. Jelly Roll gave Garth a really big, huge bear hug. I'm pretty sure Garth's feet left the ground at one point.
Yeah, he lifted him off the ground. It was the most adorable thing I've seen in a long time.
Just like, whoop, telling him, quote, "God, it's so good to meet you." Bucket list item, so cool. Obviously checked off for Jelly Roll. Morgan Wallen turned the big 3-0 on Saturday since he's off the road for the next 6 weeks. Doctor's orders, the vocal rest and stuff. It afforded him a little bit of time to hang out with his 2-year-old son, Indy. He posted a picture of the two of them. Indy was in the driver's seat of like this mud splattered truck, and the caption says, "Celebrating 30 with my dog, D-A-W-G." So it appears the two of them have had a little bit of good time. Vocal rest might be a blessing in disguise. Morgan's off the road on this massive world tour, so maybe a little extra time with Indy. Morgan's tour resumes if his vocal health improves June 22nd. And then also taking a page right out of the Morgan Wallen playbook, Co Wetzel had a weekend reminiscent of what he's been going through. He had to cancel 2 shows due to his voice giving out.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's been a couple of weeks since Willie Nelson's 90th birthday bash in Los Angeles, but they're still releasing stuff about some exclusive interviews with him. And since the whole thing was about his 90th birthday, that obviously had to be addressed. He said, quote, "I never thought I'd get here. And this is no surprise. He believes performing is his fountain of youth. Quote, "I get a lot of fun out of playing for an audience. There's a great energy exchange there. It's what keeps me going." And then nice. You'll get to see him this Friday at Stir Cove, May 19th. So if you want to go see Willie and help feed him that energy for the fountain of youth that he needs, go to KZKX.com and get those tickets. Plus, there is another concert announcement later on today.
Here I am.
Yes, so look for that Facebook, KX969. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
I've been waiting on some good news.
All right, let's do some good. What's your good thing? Let us know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, KX969. Coryell, you're up first.
I have 1,000, so let me make them quick.
Awesome.
Tracy and Phil live in my neighborhood. It's a friend of mine's mom who I used to work with at the fort. Plus, she also listens to Kix all the time. She's amazing.
Thank you, Tracy.
She heard our JP Makes Us Guess and how I went on that whole diatribe about which specific Twizzlers I liked between Bites and Nibs and Twists, whatever.
Okay.
She left me a sack on my back porch that was like, couldn't find the Bites or the Nibs, but you'll have to settle for your third choice, because I was talking about how bad I wanted licorice in that moment.
Oh, that's funny.
So they brought me licorice, which is really, really nice. They also hooked me up with some of these wild wigs that you hear, that you see sometimes here, on Facebook, KX969. So thank you immensely, Tracy and Phil. Also, a big shout out to Lisa from Omaha. At the Kenny Chesney show, I was plowing through a cup of very extra crunchy French fries in the drink line for my, like, what I think is maybe 800th drink. And
nice.
She had seen, I was wearing my name tag, so she kind of leaned over, "Hey, are you Coryell?" "Yeah." "Oh, well, I listen." And it was a very nice exchange. Fast forward to like maybe 5 minutes later, I get my drink, I go to leave, and then I feel kind of like a pinch on my, like, my middle, like towards like my back, and I turn around and she's holding up a French fry, and she goes, "This fry was stuck to your body."
And then
I just kind of like looked at her in just sort of actual embarrassment, and then she goes, "You really are the way that you are."
Yeah, that's Pete Coryell.
Lisa, that made my whole day. That was so funny.
That's hilarious.
Yes, and then big graduation congratulations to our friend Quentin, and him and Aaron, some of my best friends, also are expecting a baby. So they've announced it. I can say that. And then Tyler, he had his 30th birthday yesterday. So yeah, just a lot. I told you it was a lot.
No, I don't know. I'm glad you covered what you did.
Those are my good things today.
That works.
So we had a baby announcement, a 30th birthday, and then a fry stuck to you.
Yes, that's graduation, some Twizzlers, that's a lot
Coryell.
Of stuff.
Pete Coryell,
that's Pete
like
Coryell
it.
Time right there. Nick, what's your good thing?
My good thing, if over the last 20 years you've played a lot of poker, a lot of people playing Texas Hold'em over the years, it got popular on ESPN and all that stuff. A big reason why is because of Doyle Brunson, who's the godfather of poker. Doyle passed away over the weekend. He was 89 years old. He's in the Poker Hall of Fame. If you ever get a 10-2, that's the Brunson. You know, you got the Brunson there. He was just amazing for making, you know, Texas Hold'em exactly what it is now, and how people go to these big tournaments and do all this stuff. And he was a huge part of it. So just wanted to, shout out the godfather of poker, because I used to be quite the little poker player back in the day.
Nice.
So it's sad day that he passed away, but it's an opportunity to, like, you know, share some of the, if you ever get a chance, you should check him out, because, like, some of the guys like Phil Ivey and Johnny Chan and some of those guys, they all watched him and they learned from what he did. And the dude was just amazing. I'm sure Vegas right now just had a sigh of relief. They're gonna have a little bit more money back in their piggy bank now this next year.
That's a possibility. I got a couple of good things. First of all, Coryell mentioning graduations, wanted to give a shout out to friend of the show, Tiana and Terry Strait. Their daughter Kaylee graduated over the weekend, so congrats goes out to Kaylee. And then also to our buddy Rob, our boss man Rob, his daughter Sophia, his
the
oldest
suit.
Graduated nice. As well. So shout out to the graduates from this past weekend.
What?
My niece, Cameron, is graduating this coming weekend, so they're having a big graduation party coming this weekend. So shout out to her as well. And then we've got a chance for you to win even more Shania Twain tickets. I will be out at the Super C in Ceresco today starting at 4 o'clock with another chance of winning Shania tickets and all kinds of deals from Pepsi. So if you're living around Ceresco or you want to just come up and hang and get some Pepsi stuff and Shania tickets, you can do that today starting at 4, and we'll have a bunch of Shania tickets as well. All week long.
That'll
for you
be
to
fun.
Win.
This is JL and Husker Nick.
There's something you don't see every day.
All right, so these are kind of weird things, but something you should probably know about.
Okay.
First of all, if you're thinking about the old Bath and Beyond's going down and feeling bad about it, and don't feel too bad, because they are going to be probably repurposed as indoor pickleball venues.
Yeah, a lot of malls are doing the same thing too. They're turning them into indoor pickleball venues.
Yeah, not the smaller units, but the Walden Books and Wet Seal and Sam Goody stuff like that. But it's the big abandoned mall hub like ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe, who knows? Maybe the one at South Point will turn into a pickleball. That's a pretty good size one.
That's popular, man.
Pickleball is everywhere.
Insane. JP, you should get into that. I think you'd enjoy it. I like it.
It's like tennis, though, isn't it?
Not really. Sort of. It's like it's a lot smaller. Like you don't hardly run. You do a little bit, but not much.
At the gym, there's like couples that are doing it. They'll have every once in a while, they'll have the nets up on the indoor court there, and it's like pairs. You go and work and play in pairs or whatever.
Yeah, no, and it's super popular in town. They have tournaments all the time and stuff, and my neighbors play, and we actually set up one in my neighbor's yard, in his driveway. We have the exact size for a pickleball court.
Wow.
So we play some pickleball. It got popular over the pandemic, and people are just rolling
with it. Liz with the station, and you used to hear in the mornings and middays too, she did a pickleball team through. She works at Huddle now.
Oh, nice.
She did that for a little while, and then
it's super fun.
I didn't
fun.
Hate on it, but I was like, ma'am, come on. And then finally I was like, now I feel left out. She goes, see?
If you play, I promise you, if you take one day and go play, you'll be hooked.
We had 1,000 different team names, but I think one of them was Working Brine 2-5. Brine?
Oh, okay. That was a big reach. Ran that one in. Okay. Still pretty good. So maybe, just maybe, the Bed Bath & Beyond near you has a pickleball venue you can play in.
Good idea.
And then this is like banning children from screaming at a playground or banning your father-in-law from complaining at Sunday dinner. A dog park in Montreal posted a sign that bans barking.
What?
It's forbidden to let your dog bark, whine, or howl. And if your dog barks, you could face fines between $370 and $1,475.
How would you even, I mean, short of maybe like a collar that controls it, how would you do that?
So a city spokesperson says it's a reminder about an existing bylaw related to controlling domestic animals in public. It sounds like neighbors complained that the park was too noisy, and so the sign was put up to reduce the nuisance, quote unquote. But it's unclear how they'll enforce the rule in a fair enough way to fine people that much money, like almost $1,400.
That's wild. That's so wild.
Bonkers. But, I mean, every once in a while, Canada is just about as weird as we are.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, so. Canada is as weird as we are, that's for sure. They got all sorts of weird stuff up there.
Yeah, they do. But, theirs is just a little bit more fun sometimes. We'll just have to avoid the barking, non-barking dog park is just the weirdest dang thing I've ever heard.
That is, honestly, it doesn't sound like it should even be in the same sentence. A non-barking dog park.
Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
Somebody should set up a rival dog park right next to it that's just called Bark Land.
Yeah, barking.
Barks are us.
Barking dog park.
Bark your face off.
Only.
Barking only?
Yeah, right your now. Dog has to bark at least once to be in this park.
Okay. Yep. Or you get fined money.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
The expected surge of migrants from the expirations of Title 42 on Thursday has failed to materialize so far. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas said yesterday that the Border Control, quote, has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters versus what we were experiencing earlier in the week. Border agents reported around 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday, down from a record high of $10,000 a day earlier last week.
We're in the tornado!
Ah!
Hold on!
This
hold
is Coriel's dream right here.
Yes.
Like, they're legit.
That.
In the tornado. Go ahead, Coriel.
That's Reed Timmer. A nationally known meteorologist who was here over the weekend for the severe weather. They were inside of the tornado in Spalding, Nebraska. In a preliminary report, the National Weather Service says there were as many as 5 confirmed tornadoes that swept across Dodge and Burt counties alone this weekend.
Wow.
But as many as 29 tornadoes were reported across the state.
That's unreal.
The Weather Service also says the tornado damage they've surveyed so far ranges from an EF0 to EF2 levels. For example, one of those Dodge County tornadoes destroyed the Weizenkamp family farm. The barn collapsed in on about 1,000 head of cattle. Mm. Around 970 of them survived miraculously, though. Could absolutely have been worse. The farm's other structures weren't so lucky. John Weizenkamp with the family farm said, quote, "We went to sleep at 3:15. We were back up at 5:15. It's not a normal day, but it wasn't a normal storm." That's just piece of larger damage news that came from these tornadoes. But all in all, for the most part, barring some structures and things like that, it doesn't seem that there were fatalities of families in the area or anything like
That's really good.
Maybe loss of some livestock and stuff, but obviously could have been much worse. So thank you everybody that put in the hard work to keep people safe.
So have you heard back from the Twister sequel yet?
No, I haven't. I know. And like the things that I want most are like towards the very end of this week, and one of the only like the last opportunities for me actually are, so I'm going to keep spamming.
Well, good luck to you,
because we want you to get in the movie.
Thank you.
And the Husker softball team been selected to be in the NCAA softball tournament. That'll be down in Stillwater, Oklahoma, taking on Wichita State on Friday. If you like to watch the game, 6 o'clock on ESPNU. The Husker baseball team wrapped up its home slate this season with a 3-game sweep of Penn State, winning yesterday 8-5 on Senior Day. They'll wrap up on the road, and then the Big Ten tournament, I believe, is that in Omaha, Nick?
Yes, it should be. I think it is. Isn't it? Yeah, because you get the
Charles Schwab ballpark.
Hometown crowd. If Nebraska can get a top 4 seed, they got a shot.
Yep. And then finally, the Nebraska men's track and field team won the Big Ten Outdoor Team Championship yesterday, their first Big Ten Outdoor title since 2016. They had the most points in a conference meet since 2004 with 151 points. It's the 30th all-time conference outdoor title for the Husker men, their 68th conference title overall, and the first for the new head coach, Justin St. Clair, so that's really cool.
Neat.
The women were right there, too. They were in first place after day one. And then they finished with third with 112 points, which is the most points ever at a Big Ten meet. And so now we'll see which of them get to go on to the NCAAs.
All right, let's do it, Huskers.
Huskers are having a good run right now.
That's what's
trending today. Can you kick a neighbor out of your neighbor's group?
You kind of have to if this is the case.
All right, we'll find out with an all-new Neighborhood Watch.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. We have a new neighbor that just moved into the neighborhood, and I'm not sure where he came from, but I think it was Iowa, because this guy is incredibly annoying. He has, like, no
inner monologue. Hang on, let me soak that in for a minute.
He's incredibly annoying, and you say he has no inner monologue?
That's right. He just, like, says talks out even thinking before he speaks. Like, if I have a drink in my hand and he doesn't like that drink, I'll be like, oh, that drink is gross. Why would you drink that?
Oh, yeah, I know just people like this.
Guy like that, yeah. Man. Okay.
So, we have a neighborhood bar that every Friday, about 10 of us go out for drinks, and we like to play darts. Well, this guy, he started showing up for the last 2 months, and, you know, it sucks. He's a drain on the mood. We're trying to unwind from the week, and he's just making it worse. So here is my question.
Okay.
Do I tell him not to show up anymore, or do we all just, like, pick a new bar and hope he doesn't find out where we are?
Just run away from
just
him.
Just hide from him.
Hide out.
Wow.
Dang it. So do you tell him, or do you just not go there anymore? That's the question.
That's the rub, yeah.
Ah, it's a hard one, because we've all, like, been in that situation.
With people like that, that just...
But then he's your neighbor, kind of, too, so you might run into him still.
That's an odd
rough
conversation to have in general. Yeah. Hey, can you not show up anymore? You're a suck on the whole vibe.
You've been asked by the group to not come out anymore with us because you
Coriel, didn't you
suck?
Have to do this with your roommate for a while?
No, I think people did it to me for
Jackson.
A while.
Jackson just started going to different bars and not telling you.
Jackson
where.
Started being like, hey, I'm actually kind of busy tonight.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry.
This might be one of those scenarios where you, you know, the whole white lie fiasco to avoid hurting feelings and stuff.
Mm, just find a new bar and just not tell them where you're at.
Yeah, or at least say you're busy or...
Just tell them next Friday that you guys are going to the office instead of...
You're going to go hang out with JP.
Bar. Yeah, and then JP and him can hang out.
I am never there.
Watch out the...
So...
Night before, whichever it is.
Do you tell
get
them
some
not
muchachos
to show up anymore?
And then watch over. Walk on over. It's a typical Friday afternoon.
Do you tell him not to show up, or do you just pick a new bar and hope he doesn't find out where you guys are at? Or what else, other options are?
I think this is a white lie scenario. It's a combination between a white lie and picking a new bar.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what people have to say about this, because this is not an easy one.
No, this is not easy at all.
Because one way or the other, this dude you're going to still run into, no matter what.
Quite a bit.
Oh,
you could also try having just no filter back at him.
Yeah.
He walks up and you're like, ugh, look at that maroon shirt. Maroon's
why don't you shut your dirty Iowa mouth?
Color.
Shut your dirty Iowa mouth.
See what he says.
He's from Iowa, so he might not even get what you're doing.
Do we know for a fact that he's from Iowa, or was he just joking? Because
he thought he was from Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Eric, we will take this to our listeners and see
what kind of
advice they have for you. So just stick around and we'll see what they have to say for you, okay?
All right.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, so we're putting it to you guys. You can let us know, Facebook and Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696. What can or should Eric do about the neighbor that is just a Debbie Downer?
Yeah, I mean, give us your thoughts.
Negative Nelly.
Even if it's wanting to cause absolute chaos. Or it's a little bit of a compromise or a white lie situation, you know, whatever. Let us know.
What do you think Eric can do about the Debbie Downer neighbor? You can let us know on Facebook, Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696 to be in Neighborhood Watch. It's Neighborhood Watch.
Ooh.
And your advice for Eric.
Messing with the neighborhood bar.
And some other of the neighbors. Yeah, there's one dude that moved to the neighborhood. Is incredibly annoying, has no inner monologue. There are thoughts he might be from Iowa. They don't know for sure. But they do know that he is a wet blanket and ruins every Friday at the neighborhood bar.
Yeah.
And so they're wondering what to do about said neighbor. Can they ditch him? Can they tell him to not come anymore? Do they go to a different bar? What do they do? And Eric and his friends want your advice.
Shame to have to get a whole new bar.
Yeah, that would be tough.
If that's where you guys have been going as a neighborhood, and that's like your Friday hangout, it would be... Plus, I'm pretty sure the bar owners would be sad that all of you have moved on to a different place.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's true, too. So we want to know from you.
Maybe he'll get the hint. I don't know.
He might. He might after be listening to our show and get the hint. We hope that too.
Yeah.
Are they talking about me?
Is it me? Am I the drama?
Is it possibly me?
We want to hear from you. You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696. to let us know what you think Eric and his neighbors can do about the wet blanket. Hi, Kicks.
All right. Hear me out. This definitely isn't the nicest thing to do, but okay. One of the days you should just put all of the drinks that you order on his tab. And you definitely order, like, top shelf liquor, like, all the shots that you want, like, 6 beers a person, and everyone gets real wasted, and then put all of the drinks on his tab, and when he gets the bill, I promise he's going to be so mad that he's never going to come back.
He won't want to foot that bill anymore.
Perfect.
Just... put them all on.
It's got free drinks. I think it's a win-win situation. Oh, I mean, like I said, definitely if you pride yourself on your kindness, this is not the way to go, but it's definitely the fun way to go.
He says, here's how to shake him. Put him through financial ruin.
Nice. That's a good idea.
That would end the relationship, that's for certain. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Thanks.
So there's that.
I mean, you know. Well, if you're going for the jugular right off the bat,
I guess so.
You might as well do it.
You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, what other options are there, or 466-9696 to be a part of Neighborhood Watch. With Neighborhood Watch, for Eric and the buddies in the neighborhood and their neighborhood bar, they're dealing with somebody who's kind of a wet blanket, a new guy, and he brings everybody's weekend or starts of the weekend down by his grumpiness and his
nothing worse than that
complaining and no inner monologue. So they want to know what to do. Do they have to move bars? Do they have to dodge him? Do they have to leave him with the giant tab that he'll get the point?
Yeah.
What other options are out there on socials, Corey?
Well, on Twitter, KZKX969, Lisa used a GIF from Yellowstone of John Dutton that says, this needs to happen. And it obviously looks like he means business because he's wearing sunglasses with his cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And it says, you can't give up the neighborhood bar. Tell him his night is the bar. His night at the bar is Saturday.
That's right.
Hannah says, I don't know if it's the bee in me, but I have the personality to just tell people straight up, I don't care if they don't like it. And then Randall says, you only have two real choices, either confront it or just deal with it. If you move bars, he's just going to track someone in the neighborhood down and ask him where you moved to.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
On Facebook, Demi says, go to a different bar for a few weeks, pretend like everyone's just too busy with summer activities until it feels like the group outings have fallen off, and then go back to your normal bar.
Okay.
JP, how are you handling this?
What do you mean? Me?
How would you... What? Yes! I said, JP, how would you handle this?
Yeah, how would you handle it?
I love the idea of sticking in with the tab.
Oh,
I think that was a pretty good idea, personally.
Burn.
If that's what it takes, let us know what you think. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to be part of Neighborhood Watch.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
All right, so if you're just joining us, it's Eric that is a fan of the show and wanted our help, and it's because of the neighbor that is fairly new. And incredibly annoying and has no inner monologue, according to him. One of those people that just says stuff without thinking before he speaks is what Eric told us earlier, including them at a neighborhood bar that they go to every Friday. There's about 10 of us that go to drink and have some fun and some darts and just unwind from
decompress.
The week.
Decompress.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
And get away from any of the bad stuff.
He's been showing up with all kinds of negative attitude for the last 2 months, and it sucks. And they want to know what to do about said neighbor. And you can let us know on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Any more gold from our listeners on socials?
Quite a bit. A lot of it says that, you know, that it is a public place, so shouldn't be surprised that he's going to end up there. Sarah says, nothing as far as like what can he do / should he do? Nothing. Don't go where they frequent if you don't want to see them.
Okay. Ruins their own time, though. That's where they've been going.
That's their home base.
You know what we could do is send this guy an email saying, hey, new bar this week, and then send him the address to Coriel's Garage Bar. And then let Coriel and her friends straighten this joker out.
No.
You guys would straighten him out.
You would probably.
Jackson would get in a fight.
Yeah, right.
We'll ask your advice. Hi, Kix, what do you think they should do?
You know, honestly, I think he needs to talk to the guy and just let him know that his behavior is not conducive to their group. Like, he needs to, he might be, like, straight up, like, unaware that he's a total Delta Bravo, and he just needs to be told, like, you know, if you want to hang out with us, act normal.
And then if he doesn't get it, then they can kick him out.
Exactly.
Okay.
See you later, dude.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That is good advice. Hi, Kix, what do you think?
Well, I think that the group should establish expectations for what the point of the gathering is. So and I think, like, having one person say, like, hey, this is what this meeting is for.
Don't bring
that
your
way he kind of brings a better attitude.
Yeah, don't bring, your negative. Yeah.
We're here to have fun, not you be a little turd.
Right.
Yeah. All
right. Absolutely.
I like it.
It's a good sage advice coming in from our listeners.
Facebook KX969 Tony says, tell him with a smile. Everything is better with a smile. Make a joke out of it, but then be serious.
But then give him the serious.
I picture someone, this guy's got a, Eric's got a drink in his hand, and he puts his hand around, or his arm around the neighbor buddy who's a wet blanket, and he's like, hey, man. Like, smile. Like, we're just here to have fun. It's a good day. And as soon as that guy starts being negative, he's like, boom, but seriously, stop.
Yeah.
No, stop. Literally smile. Or you need to leave.
That's a good way of handling it, too. If you get one more of your
calls,
you can also let us know continuously on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Hi, Kix.
If you know the bar owner really well, have him escort the guy out and just say, we're sorry, but you're causing a nuisance.
So go as far as the bar.
I mean, I would think he would rather do that than lose the business of the whole neighborhood.
That's right. That's
say, hey, this guy needs to find a new spot, or you're going to lose X amount of us. Wow. Okay.
I've seen that done plenty of times in small town Nebraska.
Really?
Ooh, baby.
Dang.
Interesting.
I like it.
All right. Hey, thank you. That's good advice.
Thanks.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
Tattletale straight to the source.
Okay. It sounds like there's some options for Eric and his buddies.
Yeah. Either find a new spot for a while and then hope that he kind of gets the hint, or he like realizes that no one's there anymore and then just try to slink back. Or straight up tell him, hey, this is just for like some good times, some smiles. You need to keep the negativity out of here. Mm.
Or just have them invited to Coral and Jackson's
or
bar in the garage.
Maybe not.
And have you guys set them straight.
You could straighten them out.
Maybe not.
You know?
You could straighten them
out.
Well. I got faith in you.
It is fun. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he'd be lucky to come hang out.
All right.
Let's tell you that much.
We all are if we ever get invited. So.
Whatever.
Let us know if you need our assistance in some neighborhood issues with Neighborhood Watch. We do this on Mondays. Reach out Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, KX969.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Some moms just get a little crazier than other moms. Maybe you are lucky enough to have the cool mom that, I don't know, got arrested by Yugoslavian soldiers for accidentally crossing the border.
What?
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Whose mom was that?
Jameson on Facebook said, my mom got arrested for accidentally wandering across the border while hiking. They asked if she was a spy. They stamped her passport and let her go.
What?
That's the wildest thing his mom has done.
That is maybe one of the wildest things I've heard, period.
Right?
Wow. That's cool. Jake says, one time my mom had 3 wine coolers in a night. She couldn't stand by the end of it.
That'll happen.
You go from Yugoslavian soldiers trying to detain a mom to 3 wine coolers.
Hey, getting wild is relative to the individual.
For sure.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, these are crazy.
Hannah, like, my mom's crazy and I don't even know what story to tell you. How about I tell you about when she went clubbing in Tijuana, went to retrieve my aunt from some federales, broke into her own apartment by climbing a tree and drunk at 2 a.m., or maybe when she woke up plastered in a pool, and then Hannah's mom comes in and says, okay, child, enough already.
Oh, boy.
You're spilling too many secrets.
Oh, my gosh. These are wild. Let's see. The list could be endless. Ha ha, my mom was pretty hippie in her day. That's what Terry says. Tish says, my mom is in her 90s and told me how she hitchhiked in her teens to another state because she was mad. She told me, all you do is show some leg.
My grandma graduated high school and put a photo, an 8x10, on the table with a note on the back that said, I'm leaving to get married, bye. And she just left.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. It was
oh my
crazy.
God. William says Jello wrestling at the Twin Arrows Fort Calhoun, and she raced stock cars when she was 6 months pregnant with me.
Oh wow.
Coriel, those four children you have down in Kansas, what's the craziest story their
I don't
mom
have
has?
That
you don't know about them.
That I know about.
Deal.
That I know yeah. about.
Yeah, there's four children you probably don't know about in Kansas. So what is there? Somewhere they're telling stories about their mom.
Yeah, they're coming up with some pretty wild stories.
Let me tell you.
All of which are probably true.
About Coriel.
We did get a call on Friday when we announced this, and I saved it for today because this is really good.
57 years thinking that my mother is the most innocent woman in the world. Okay. Did not drink, did not smoke, did not party. Well, last year at a family gathering, my uncle voicefully told everybody at the table that my mother used to throw keggers and go cow tipping. This is something that I got grounded for when I was in high school because me and my friends went out cow tipping and I got grounded for 3 months.
And then you go and find out that she was doing it left and right when she was younger.
When she was 16 and 17, that was their choice of fun. They would go out to the farm. When my grandparents went out of town, my mom would throw kegger parties and they would go out and do cow tipping.
That's just hilarious.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
On Facebook, KX969, this also, by the way, do not do this. I think all of this should be.
Yeah, these are all.
With,
yeah.
Don't just do these things because you hear about it. But Nick says, quote, she figured out her Volkswagen Bug fit perfectly on the railroad tracks. So her and her friends would drive down the tracks because why not? It was the 60s.
Oh,
that's yeah, that's probably.
Wow. Oh my God.
I could see that.
Nick.
Not
our Nick, different Nick. I know. I meant Nick.
Not your mom.
Nick on Facebook.
I mean, my mom did crazy stuff, I'm sure, that she pretends like never happened. But.
Right, yeah.
That gives me like hives stories. Just thinking about that.
Yeah, you can keep telling us your good stories about the wild moments that your mom had. We may have to do this for Father's Day, too.
Oh, definitely.
Just to kind of even things out.
For but, sure.
Yeah, again, these are just cautionary tales. We don't...
I think the Yugoslavian soldiers will be
that's a pretty good one. Oh, yeah. You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, it's got one of our favorite games.
If that didn't make you shimmy, I don't know what will.
What, the Shania song?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's doing shimmying left and shimmying right. Just shimmying all around this place right now.
You going to wear a special dress to shimmy to at Shania?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet.
We'll have to wait and find out what Coriel's wearing to the big show. And we'll
find
out.
Very lackluster,
oh,
I'm sure.
I'll be on the edge of my seat.
All right, it's time to play a new game. Well, not a new, it's a new old game, new round of this game called Translate for Tickets, where Coriel has gone and created an interesting game.
No, remember, it's Translate for Tickets.
Oh, okay. Do
like Coriel, that. I just realized when you go to the Shania show this time, when the like college kids are there,
yes,
you're going to be one of them. They're going to be like, oh, these old gals love Shania.
No, 1,000%.
Oh,
I know.
That's so awesome.
I'm going to be walking by them like, oh, this is so fun
oh,
to
that
see.
Sweet old lady.
That makes me so happy that that's going to be Shania. You. Oh.
Shut up.
Oh.
Sweet old lady.
Dude, you might get hit on by some college boys that are out looking for some older gals.
I know for a fact, because just throwing it back really fast to the Kenny Chesney show, Kelsey Ballerini on stage said that she was partying at Barry's the night before, and my boyfriend was like, can you imagine being a guy in college right now, and then you see Kelsey Ballerini walk into your bar?
Oh my
gosh. You'd faint.
You'd freak out, for certain. All right, well, let's get to the game.
Crying.
Let's do it.
Translate for Tickets playing today is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello.
And against Michelle is Logan. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
All right. And this game is a name is your buzzer game. So as soon as you know the answer to the title of the song that Coriel is going to mess around with, you want to yell your name out and then you can guess.
So and Coriel made these up.
Yeah.
Off the top of her head.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sure did. And then it's first to three.
Yes. First to three. wins the Shania tickets. Fifth row tickets, by the way, because we're doing Best Seats of the House.
Fifth row for Shania. So here's how it goes. You use our clues to determine popular Shania Twain song titles. We'll give you a phrase, a clue, or some sort of instruction, and you tell us what song title we're describing, okay?
And Nick has his hand up.
I have my hand up.
Yep.
Could we rephrase that to your clues, not ours?
My JP clues.
And I have nothing to
my
do with this.
My clues.
I don't want you lumping us into your clues.
Song
is that
title
fair, JP?
Number one.
Yes. That, you know, I'm trying to watch out after me and you, JP.
Covering our bases.
Who knows what she's about to say.
Okay, Michelle and Logan, song title number one. Here
she
is your
probably
hint
on mushrooms when she made these.
Slash clues.
And your name is your buzzer.
Number one. Fiesta shared by a pair of people.
Logan. Party for two?
You got it.
Wow.
I thought Menage a Trois at first, but I'm like, that's not two, and that's not a song name.
That's not one of her songs that we know of. That's not one of the songs we
good
know
job,
of.
Good job, Logan. Okay. Right. Song title number two.
Okay.
Boy, I sense things related to a lady.
Logan. Man, I feel like a woman.
Man.
You got it. Logan!
Logan knows his Shania.
Logan's coming out guns ablazes. You're still in this
walk-up music for Logan.
Am I supposed to feel like I know what it is?
you're supposed to translate the title of the...
No. Name is your buzzer. It's first to three that wins. So if you think... when I give you the clue, if you think you know the song title...
Your name
gotta shout your name so that you can tell us the title. Okay. How about we'll do this. Which person's piece of furniture for sleeping or rest have your long, sturdy shoes been beneath?
Michelle said
Michelle,
it first.
I heard Michelle.
Whose bed has your boots been on?
You got it. Good job, Michelle. We're picking up what you're putting down.
So read that whole title again, Coriel.
Which person's piece of furniture for sleeping or rest have your long, sturdy shoes been beneath?
That's how she normally talks, you guys.
No, it really
that's
kind of
not
is.
This isn't like some crazy thing.
Really
when we
is.
Hired her 10 years ago, we had to teach her to shorten things.
Yes.
When talking on the air.
This is
what it's like hanging out with her every day.
Yeah,
okay,
she's a college graduate. This is what
song
happens.
Title number four. Bye. Michelle and Logan. Good job, Michelle. What you do or say is not dazzling to me.
Logan. Any man of mine?
Nope.
No. Michelle can
what you do or
right
say
here.
Is not dazzling to me.
What do you think, Michelle?
That don't impress me much.
You got it.
Wow. Yeah! Michelle tied the game up 2-2.
Yes.
All right.
Wow, why are you rooting against Logan so much?
No, I'm just excited because usually this goes really fast, so it's cool to have it back and forth.
She likes the fact that it's on.
Sorry, Logan.
Coriel's against Logan.
Thanks, Coriel.
Actively right. against him.
This is it. Last translate for ticket phrase.
Gosh. Okay.
The person who yells it out and has the right title first is gonna win the tickets for fifth row.
Get stump them.
All right, get it, Coriel.
Starting from this point forward.
Michelle said it first.
From this moment.
Oh,
yes, she got it.
The man from behind.
Wow.
Victory.
Logan, I'm sorry. But good job, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, nice job coming back. Logan, buddy, thanks for playing. Keep trying. We got more tickets to give away. But Michelle, you are going to be sitting fifth row for Shania on Friday.
Too. That was cool. Good job, Michelle.
Oh, God, so cool.
Hey, nice job, Michelle. Thanks for playing. That's Translate for Tickets.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
There we go.
There we go.
This is by far my favorite season. I love football. Don't get me wrong. I love Husker football. I love my Tennessee Titans. But when baseball season is here, it's just a different beast. And the Lincoln Salt Dogs give us something to look forward to every summer. Getting to go to the ballpark and have fun with the Salt Dogs. And we are lucky enough to have a very, very smart man. Good looking too. The president of the Lincoln Salt Dogs, the man in charge, Charlie Myers, with us this morning. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, JP, Coriel. How are you guys?
We're good. Super excited about the upcoming season.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's number 22 here in Lincoln, and it's hard to, like I said, it's hard to believe it's the 22nd season. But, yeah, we're looking forward to Friday night and opening the 50-game homestand.
And you got your guy, Brett Jody, to come back for another, his third season, right?
Yep, Brett's back here for his third season, so we're excited about him coming back. And a lot of new players. Got some of the players that were here from last year back on the squad. But, yeah, we're excited. We stumbled a little bit here this weekend in Chicago. But we like what we have and should be a fun season.
Absolutely. The Lincoln Salt Dogs season officially, the home season begins this weekend, Friday the 19th and the 20th and 21st. And then they'll be here also on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week as well. And tickets are on sale now, saltdogs.com. Go get your tickets. What special things you guys have for us at the ballpark this season?
Well, we got the staples, our fireworks Fridays are one of the things we'll be doing. We'll opening night, we've got our schedule giveaway, magnetic schedule giveaway, but we're also throwing in a new free T-shirt Fridays, which Ooh. We'll be throwing out T-shirts between innings from the dugout, thanks to Abonte Marketing. So that'll be something new. It'll be a jersey of one of the players that we will select each homestand on Friday nights. And so that'll be another fun activity. But you know, we got Wiener Wednesday, Thursday, Family Fun Sunday, Souvenir Saturdays, all the fun things that we continue to do to make Haymarket Park the experience. And, you know, whether it's $3 tall boys, I mean, there's all kinds of different things that we do with the Saturdays. And so it's, again, a fun family fun activity. That's really what our mission is and what we try to accomplish here at Haymarket Park.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to get this banner up on Facebook. You can watch along on Facebook, KX969. You're still doing the bark in the park and things, right?
Oh yeah, there'll be some bark in the park nights. And so yeah, those, I mean, again, all the just the typical fun activities that we've done over the last 20 some years here at Haymarket Park. You know, fans and kids all kind, you know, whether it's the funnel cakes to the hot dogs to pizza, you know, we do it all. And it's one of the things that it's a family fun, affordable activity for Lincolnites and surrounding communities to come enjoy each and every summer.
It really is. And it's a great place. It's a destination that everybody wants to be out at.
You're bringing back knocker balls, right?
There'll be knocker balls. Okay. We need to get you in those knocker balls.
Yes.
I know.
We will absolutely do that. I think that might That might be how we get Husker Nick to come show up, if he gets to go knocker ball against you.
Oh, I was going to say that, or I mean, I willingly make my boyfriend do it without him knowing that he's doing it until it's way too late. I mean, I fully know that this is not going to go well for me, but at least I can say I tried.
At least you say you tried, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's been some really fun knocker ball challenges throughout the seasons, and knocker balls will be here again at Haymarket Park this summer.
Well, Charlie, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. We appreciate all of the hard work that you guys do every year to entertain us, and now 22 years of doing it. Just impressive.
Well, we enjoy our partnership with you guys and have fun when you guys are out at the ballpark throwing first pitches, et cetera. So we're excited that 2023 will be starting here come this Friday.
Yes, sir. Get out and get your tickets, saltdogs.com, to join us for the fun at Haymarket Park. Charlie, have a great day.
You too, guys. Good seeing you. Take care.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Again, thank you to Charlie Meyer with the Lincoln Salt Dogs for coming on with us. And get ready. Baseball's on its way. They'll be back this Friday is the first home game, taking on Gary South Shore. So
yeah, that'll be awesome.
That'll be exciting. We also made a big announcement that Sam Hunt is coming back to the area. He will be at Harris Stir Cove on Friday, the September 29th, a perfect night to just party on a Friday with Sam Hunt and awesome newcomer Lily Rose. If you've not seen her, she's fantastic too. But they'll be here, and pre-sales, when again, Coriel?
Wednesday, okay. 10 a.m. Wednesday through 10 p.m. Thursday. So it's like a two-day one.
Okay, we'll have that pre-sale code for you on our socials and on our website too. And then Friday, officially, tickets go on sale. Last time he was here, it sold out. So
yeah, and I don't think I was able to make that show, but some friends of mine went, and they said it was just one of the like the funnest times. So
he puts on a good one.
It's going to be a good time.
All right, so all the info on what went down today on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, or our website, KZKX.com. Tomorrow, we'll be back with fourth row tickets for Shania for the best seats in the house, all the way up to front row Friday. And then we'll get a very special Throwback Thursday is also coming up again. And tomorrow is also a big announcement with the Thomas Rhett Tuesday.
Oh, yep.
Where we got your chance to win four packs of tickets to Thomas' show.
We got a nice big hookup for you.
Yeah, so we got all of that tomorrow. If you missed any of the show, catch up on our podcast at KZKX.com. Have a great day.